This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I usually stay out of campaign minutia, but I've had three different people I respect bring up Parscale back during the last campaign, and then since then, and some of the things I was told have been confirmed later, and I can just tell you that some of the things would not be good for the president if it was shown the president knew those things. And so, let's just say this. There's a lot of people circling around Parscale's for obvious reasons, because they want to sabotage the campaign. They want an end. He's got to know that there's going to be no love from the New York Times or any of these groups. They're totally bought and paid for by the enemy and committed. So the question is he a good guy? They're just circling because he is a good guy. Are they planning to compromise him? Have they already compromised him? You had some Ukraine points. Please continue. Lee Stranahan, investigative journalist.
Well, so here's one thing that's interesting. By the way, I'm not denying what you're saying, because I haven't looked into it that far. He's just saying Brad's a guy I've known. But one of the things that's interesting is, you know, I've been on this Ukraine story, and Alex, you have been one of the places we've been able to get the truth out. Nobody wants to talk about Ukraine. We were on your show talking about it 2 years ago when everyone was ignoring it. And Brad Parscale, about 2 weeks ago, retweeted something that I'd posted and said, he said on Twitter, I've known Lee for 30 years back from Kansas. And he said he's probably right on Ukraine. And he said, keep digging. And that created Brad Parscale just retweeting me and saying that. I got about 3,000 Twitter followers like overnight, like almost immediately. And so I'm appreciative of that. Now, what happened was immediately people started, because I work for Sputnik, which is Russian government funded.
No, I saw them attack you, claiming that Trump's supporting a Russian bot.
And they attacked Brad Parscale and said, and this guy, Lawrence Tribe, who's at Harvard University, worked with the Gore campaign and stuff like that. Lawrence Tribe came out and said that Brad and I should be investigated because he's getting Russian government influence in the campaign. It was crazy. And so I know that Brad's posted some people who I don't think get the Ukraine story right as well. So I don't think he follows it.
I respect you
that closely.
And that's why I had you on. And so then I think so far the verdict is Brad Parscale is a good guy. They're just writing nice pieces about him to try to gain influence. Is he smart, or has he figured out that he doesn't want to let the New York Times get anywhere near him?
Well, he's probably figured out. No, he probably hasn't figured it out completely yet. You know, you and I did an event, Alex, with, you remember, Chuck E. Cheese, the rat, and where I was attacked by the New York Times for my Twin Falls reporting about the refugee rapes up there. And the New York Times, they spent hours with me, Alex. The reporter spent literally 8 hours. I gave him everything. I figured, okay, if I'm nice to these people and open up my notebook, here's what I've got. They'll be nice. Boom. Major hit piece. It was then picked up by Comedy Central. And so I agree with you, but I think this is one of those things where until you've been stung, as you have, Alex, and I have, it's hard to know. Because
yeah, but he watches the New York Times jab its stinger into Trump all day long.
No, I know. But then, you know, what happens is you'll talk to a Times reporter, and I know Times reporters. And you talk to them, and these are ones who haven't stabbed me in the back. But I talk to Times reporters, and like, yeah, you know, I don't really control all the editorial, and you can't control everything. But I will say, Brad has done a great job. And you're right, Alex, you're completely right. Him focusing on digital, using social media and stuff like that, was a big key. And when all the high-tech companies are biased, We need a guy like Brad Parscale in there right now, I think. I agree, though, about the money.
Well, then let's shift gears off of him, and let me ask you about this witch hunt, the Star Chamber trials that are going on, and the backlash to that, and what the latest intel is on the impeachment move.
Now, what I'm about to say is incredibly obvious, and I'm not talking down to any of the viewers or any of the listeners. I'm just stating the facts. I own a chainsaw. I've had it since I was in college. And it's a great, good old chainsaw, and I've used it probably 500 times. But a few times I've forgotten to oil it, and it seizes up really quick, and I feel like an idiot for not oiling it. Now, imagine if somebody told me to put, let's say, super glue in the oil container on it. It would seize up forever. But only an evil person would do that. Well, fluoride's like putting super glue in a chainsaw. It's going to make it seize up. And that's why they put it in the water. And they admit they're doing it to hurt you and your family. Yes, they're really evil. Iodine is like putting oil in the chainsaw to help with the gasoline and lubrication. It's that simple. I know you understand this, but let's warn other people before it's too late. It's part of the iodine conspiracy. Find out more at InfoWarsStore.com and take action against the globalist.
Carbon's everywhere on this planet. It's almost like we're carbon-based life forms.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
So on Monday in the secret Star Chamber, we had the former ambassador to Ukraine, who was a known globalist, testify in secret. Part of it came out that he heard Trump did quid pro quo from someone else. It is more of the same. Whistleblowers heard from somebody, but all the eyewitnesses say it didn't happen, and there's a transcript. It didn't happen. Meanwhile, you've got quid pro quo with Hillary and all the rest of these people running around with their foundations and all of these systems that are openly paper play. They get caught doing it. It's just crazy. And you see Schiff that has famously been caught reading fake transcripts of Trump calls. Well, that didn't work. So now he has secret events and then leaks out lies about what was said at those. This is the death of due process. And then we've got big national polls out. The story's up on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. It's also top linked, at least it was earlier, at DrudgeReport.com, where we've got big national studies and polls where the majority of Americans polled say restrict free speech, and 60% of millennials just say get rid of it and arrest people if they're politically incorrect. I mean, all of this comes together in a very dangerous combination, a very dangerous constellation, and then you just hear impeach, impeach, we've got the smoking gun, it's all over, no one can stop it, Trump's about to be gone, and then you go look, and it's always empty, but over and over and over again. What do you think the strategy is there? Where is it going? And what is the latest in D.C. on the attempt to impeach Trump?
Well, okay, well, let's be really clear what's going on. This is a cover-up attempt and a deep state coup. The fact that there's no whistleblower. These are CIA agents. These are CIA agents who are revealing confidential information that they got secondhand. And as far as I'm concerned, Gina Haspel is the head of the CIA. She should be called on the carpet for this because it's her agents who are doing it and probably forced to resign. So that the CIA aspect, like I said, I don't want to call it a whistleblower because that is an insult to real whistleblowers like my friend John Kiriakou, or Julian Assange, people like that. Julian's a publisher, but you know what I'm saying. It's an outrage. But part of what's going on here is a cover-up, Alex. And I talked about how Brad Parscale had retweeted me about Ukraine. Well, one of the people attacking him was Ali Chalupa, Alexandra Chalupa. And she is the woman that you and I have talked about before who was literally colluding with the Ukrainian embassy while working as a DNC operative. Look, and WikiLeaks published it. Anybody can look up Ali Chalupa, like the delicious taco-style treat. Ali Chalupa. If you look that up, Ali Chalupa WikiLeaks, you'll find the email where she sent it to the communications director of the DNC. So she's the one out there. Now, what they're trying to cover up, Alex, is this whole operation was set into place before any of the so-called Russian interference even happened. And it was a guy named Cody Shearer. Cody Shearer working with Sid Blumenthal. You know who Sid Blumenthal is. Cody Shearer is the operative who's worked with the Clintons since the 70s. He's been friends with them since the late 60s. And he worked with them in the 91 campaign as well as showing up all throughout the Clintons thing. Hillary, secretly from her secret private email server, talked to, way to go, Cody, in an email with Sid Blumenthal after he intervened in Libya. So what happened was you got a Sid Blumenthal, Cody Shearer operation that started in March of 2016, before the hack, before anything was even alleged to happen. And you've heard of the Steele dossier, right? The Shearer dossier is called, if you look into it, which was sent to the FBI, by the way, it's called the second dossier. That's what it's called. That's not the second dossier. It's the first dossier, because Steele didn't start writing his dossier till June. The problem is people didn't hear about the Shearer dossier until second, but he was doing this in March. And Lee Smith, who writes at Real Clear Investigations, has seen that dossier, and he says it's basically a template for the Steele dossier. So what you had is people who were as connected to Clinton as you can possibly get. Cody Shearer, Sid Blumenthal, Strobe Talbott, who was Bill Clinton's Oxford roommate, and is Cody Shearer's brother-in-law. They were working on this very early. Meanwhile, Alexander Chalupa is going to the Ukrainian embassy. All these people connect to Ukraine, by the way. Strobe Talbott is a big Putin hater. He was the head of Brookings Institute. You talked about Fiona Hill before. She spent 20 years working for Strobe Talbott at the Brookings Institute.
So let me raise this question. How did Trump get McMaster and then Fiona Hill in there? And why can't he get good people around him?
Well, what happens is he's a business. This is my take. And some people like to demonize the president. I don't. I think he's a business guy. He's new to D.C., literally new to D.C. And you know what? When you look at the people's resume, you go, well, look at that. Brookings Institute. They spent 20 years, blah, blah, blah. It sounds good, right? McMaster was with the, OSS. I forget what I'm not getting the name right, but it's a Soros-funded group. They look good on paper. And everyone is telling you, well, hey, these are the guys you can trust. People like Ira Greenstein, who was on
And they'll tell you that they're loyal. And that's why I brought up the whole Parscale thing, is I'm sure he's a great guy. All I'm getting at here is that, you see the New York Times doing all these positive pieces, it makes you worry. But I think you're probably right. They're probably just doing that to ingratiate themselves and to get close to you. Now they're doing positive pieces about PewDiePie because the attempts to intimidate him haven't worked. That's why I knew you knew him. I brought it up. So that makes me, you know, feel good about it. Because why worry about Parscale? We know Trump trusts the campaign a lot more than he does what's going on in the White House. More and more of the good stuff that Trump gets done is through the campaign. I would just really like to see Trump call for the release of the journalist Julian Assange. What really upsets me about Trump is he told Assange release that stuff, and Assange reportedly in a hearing a few days ago couldn't even really talk. He was so sick from ongoing solitary confinement.
Horrible. He was. The experts have said he exhibited signs of being a torturer. He was acting the same way, a torture suspect. I'll tell you one reason I trust Parscale more than certain other people. It's not just because I've known him. He does know the tech stuff. Again, money is the corrupting influence of politics. So, again, I agree. There's concerns there. But he's been with Trump since 2011. Before the campaign, he was doing work for the Trump Organization.
Internet.
So he's... Yep, that's right. So he's one of those guys who's been around for a while, and I do know the guy's a patriot. You know, I mean, he's...
Well, then that's all that matters to me, then. I'm going to have to call the people back and say, why is there this, campaign of stuff going on and people saying these things?
But, you brought up Assange. That's a really important deal. The other thing that's going on that very few people are talking about right now is, we did this a couple of days ago, Brett Kimberlin, the convicted serial bomber, who was also working with Alexander Chalupa, who goes back to Cody Shearer to the 90s. So the real story about Ukraine, the real story is all out there. Everything I told you, you can find. Read that Lee Smith.
No, I understand. It's a big corrupt thing where the deep state's been laundering money, going back to the Cold War, and it's been a playground for Soros and others. And Trump has been burrowing into that, and it pisses him off. And so they're panicking. But I think overall, the impeachment has boosted Trump with his constituents. But it's still a danger because I think they're going to, they might be able to twist enough arms with people like Romney in there to get the votes they need in the Senate. That's why I'm so concerned.
They don't have to twist Romney's arm.
Well, that's what I meant. With people like Romney, they can go in and twist arms.
He's compliant. I mean, but I'm saying Romney's one of the best. The same with Lindsey Graham. By the way, when it came to Ukraine, Lindsey Graham was pals with John McCain, who were both as bad on the Ukraine story as you could get.
Oh, you're absolutely right. And then Trump had to say, hey, Lindsey, support me for him to even condemn what's happening in the House, which shows, though, pressure is good. So keep pressure on all of those senators, especially the Republicans, because let me tell you, I think they're going. Do you agree with me, though, that they're really trying to get Trump out? I mean, this is a real attempt.
Oh, yeah. They are, because I'll tell you what they really want to do. They want to stop Barr and Durham. They are scared to death. And you hear all the silence coming from Durham. That's what a professional investigation sounds like.
All right, Lee Stranahan, thank you so much. Robert Barnes in studio. Stay with us. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Constitutional lawyer, and I'm telling you, a really smart guy, because I have a lot of general knowledge, and this guy knows what he's talking about, and then some. Robert Barnes riding a shotgun with us. He's going to be hosting the fourth hour. Our guest host had a family emergency. He'll be hosting sometime next week. Former NFL pro bowler turned super patriot will be hosting next week. If you go to drudgereport.com, I still want you to get the story. It's linked over on the left-hand side. Poll, majority of Americans want First Amendment rewritten. It's a Free Beacon article. Paul wrote about it, and most of it is the Free Beacon. I bet they called up Drudge and said, hey, man, that's our story. But it doesn't matter to me as long as it gets out. Majority of Americans want First Amendment rewritten. And the big story is that they had the First Amendment organization come out and do this poll. And I wanted to bring this up to our lawyer friend. A new poll has found that majority of Americans want to rewrite the First Amendment to reflect the cultural norms of today in order to stop hate speech. The survey indicates free speech is under more threat than previously believed. According to Campaign for Free Speech, who conducted the poll, 51% of Americans want to see the First Amendment rewritten, while more than 60% agree with restricting free speech in some way. Nearly 60% of millennials, who also say they're communists, 50%, agree with the Constitution goes too far in allowing hate speech in modern America. So they think hate speech, like Trump's free speech, you know, that new invention they got rid of speech in Europe with, and should be done over. Compared to 48% of Gen Xers, 47% of baby boomers. Most millennials also support laws that would make hate speech a crime. 54% want jail time for offenders, and it's whatever the Southern Poverty Law Center or the ADL defines. And this is a little ad I'm going to do here for you. The ADL came out this month, just a few weeks ago, and said this is a hate symbol, and anybody using it, all those old 7-Up ads, Obama doing it, well, it's okay when they do. But if you say, hey, dinner's A-okay, or you say, you know, I like Trump, because 4chan did a joke, they say it's banned. And this is about these groups being high priest and being able to decide what language you can use and remove things out of the lexicon, out of the nomenclature, out of the alphabet. It is extremely dangerous. So we have this very nice hat. This hat costs us like $10 a piece with the OK symbol on it. Very nicely done. InfoWars on the back, very well made, very lightweight, very nice. This is one of my daily wearers right now, or the one I have in my truck is. And it's a snapback, authentic. This company was set up in 1974, Yupong. So it's a top quality hat, 1995. Free shipping, double Patriot points. So we're making like $5 on this hat because, again, the shipping cost is like $5. That is a really, really good deal. And we sell a lot of hats like this. This is a brand new hat. We haven't sold any of these yet. It hasn't been reviewed. But let's go ahead and play that clip I was mentioning earlier. Remember earlier this year, let me show people some of these articles. Remember what happened at the Cubs game. OK is now a hate symbol. The ADL says that was just 2 weeks ago. So think about that. Think about that level of control. Family outrage after Universal character made OK symbol on six-year-old's shoulder. What? Oh, my gosh. Is the OK sign racist? Cubs fan hand gesture sparks outrage and confusion. What it really means is you support Trump in that context. He was banned for life. In fact, here's some of the video of that happening.
The gesture was made behind when they were playing the Miami Marlins. Doug Glanville is a former major leaguer and MLB analyst now, and the gesture was made behind him. And by the way, Doug Glanville is African American, and now this fan who is white made this symbol.
So they're just looking for something. This is all Smollett-type behavior, banned for life for doing it. So, ladies and gentlemen, we need to counter this. There's even an NBA, you know, top three-pointer who has a symbol similar to this. I mean, are they going to get rid of it in the Apple emojis and the Android emojis? This is insane. This is the international symbol for okay. Or when a chef says, you know, this is, or you say, it's delicious. They know what they're doing, don't they, Robert?
Well, no doubt. I was the first one to bring suit on this. I brought suit for Cassandra Fairbanks against a range of, against a media personality who falsely said that saying the A-OK, doing that in the White House in that particular instance, was racist when it wasn't racist. Cassandra Fairbanks is part Puerto Rican. I met her mother, who is truly, you know, Puerto Rican to the bone.
Lovely lady.
Absolutely. They knew that this is a universal sign of OK, everything's good, everything's cool, everything's kosher. Dre, popular African-American figures have used it throughout history. So the idea that this has any kind of racism is ludicrous and insane. It's an attempt to control and curb speech. And the ADL originally admitted that this was not at all. They originally admitted that that gesture was not at all racist. And like this nonsense of the WP, that's an entirely, it's a two, people used to use two hands to do the white power symbol. This has never been a white power symbol.
And this is like
ever.
Some esoteric, weird white supremacist thing in prison as a gang sign back because it means, yeah, you know, the W or something. People do it as a joke because the left doesn't like it. It's a symbol of you're not going to control what I say and what I do. And they really hate it because Trump constantly does it. I constantly do it. It means, you know, when you make a key point, you do that.
Exactly, because it is a universally recognized OK symbol around the world. It's an international symbol. And what it is they want to ban certain speech and ban certain images simply because somebody else may misappropriate them, or in this case, a meme that was meant as a joke. I mean, the same 4chan people were trying to get people to ban milk by making milk a racist symbol. They were just trying to show how absurd the language control and speech control
is. Well, exactly. And then some of the left picked it up. BuzzFeed thought it was real and said milk is racist.
Exactly, which is insane. It shows the degree to which they have lost their sense of perspective. So the idea that this, which the reason why Trump uses it, Trump uses a lot of subtle hand signals that communicate not racism, but communicate approval. And so he uses that as, hey, this is okay. This is what I'm doing is okay. What I'm saying is okay. It's just a way of reaffirming.
Honestly, when I grew up, when I was a little kid, I saw people in 7-Up commercials everywhere use it. I just always liked it.
Yeah.
And then some people online go, look, Jones is doing the 666, because I guess that means three sixes. I guess you could line it up. That's insane.
Like
looking at clouds and saying they're racist because you see Hitler mustache. Remember the teapot that JCPenney had where it cast a shadow on the silver face where it might look like a mustache?
Right.
And they're arresting people for Hitler dog? This is mental illness being projected on the public where they can ban any symbol they want whenever they want. And I'm not going to put up with it. I wear this hat out proudly.
They want to control speech. They want to control thought, and it's an extension of that. It's an attempt to say,
but that's not a joke.
Yeah, see, exactly.
PETA says it's white supremacy.
I mean, this is insane. This is just, it's so illogical.
Until you realize.
If I drink chocolate milk, does that mean I believe in black supremacy or something?
They know they're taking over the language.
Right, that's what they want to do. This is a very Foucault concept from the old academic structure that language is entirely subjective and that you can redefine it, that language is power, and that you can create power by owning the language and getting to define what is and isn't.
And that's why people that have gone through college now, I remember hearing this like 5 years ago, I was at Barton Springs, big open pool here in Austin, rock bottom, you know, natural spring. And there were two Hispanic guys, obviously stoned. I just swam a mile, got out, landed on the grass. And they're going, hey, man, I want some Chinese food. And the other guy goes, you can't say that. That's racist. So they thought saying Chinese, because they've gotten rid of Chinese New Year.
Right.
It's now the Lunar New Year. Even saying Chinese food now. It's just like, oh, everything. It's total mental illness.
Yeah. I mean, Chinatown, they celebrated as Chinese New Year. Been to Hong Kong for Chinese New Year. It's fantastic. They do a wonderful celebration.
And I'm glad you brought that up, because we've got a video from Prager University now on cultural appropriation. I'm going to copy this. It's not stealing, it's copying. And we need to all go out and, you know, imitate things that are successful and show the results you get in your area, just like jaywalking inspired, you know, what we do and what Mark Dice does. Video, cultural appropriation, myths destroyed. It's on InfoWars.com. Please share it after we show it to you on the other side. Then we're going to shift gears into campaign 2020. And this guy, again, I'm not talking down to the InfoWars audience, but I've been banging my head against a wall for a long time on this, and I'm talking about fluoride, and I'm talking about iodine. Now, if you have a boat, a motorboat, let's say an old Glastron boat, and you want to take it on the lake, you've got to have a lake to put it in. If you're a human being, you've got to have oxygen to live. Okay, it's the same thing. Well, ladies and gentlemen,
The bad halogen is fluoride. That's why in every Western nation they put it in the water. They're going to teach us Christians to lay down and die. The Chi-Coms don't put it in the water. They'd execute you if you did that. They put iodine in the water because it's the good halogen and increases fertility and lifespan and intelligence and everything else. So again, learn about the iodine conspiracy at InfoWarsStore.com. We have all the documents and articles linked. And then get good iodine for yourself because the globalists are fighting to make sure you don't. Again, get iodine at InfoWarsStore.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes is our guest. I want to play part of this report and then get his take on it, because those of us, you the viewers, and I'm not kissing your butt, it's true, that understand how the world works and understand that the ideals of America is what made us so wealthy, so powerful, so successful. Geographically, we're not that big of a country. Russia's almost 4 times bigger than us. At the end of World War II and into the 50s, we had 4% of the world's population, over half the wealth. Well, that's pretty much gone now because we gave up on our basic freedoms. And now they have major studies out where the major polls out where the majority of millennials say arrest people for anything that the professors say is hate speech. They're the new gods. So video, cultural appropriation myth destroyed. Prager Hughes, Will Witt hit the UCLA campus to find out if students would be offended by his traditional Chinese outfit. I'm going to go out to UT and wear this OK sign. And when they say, yeah, I agree, it's bad, I'm going to say, OK, so Obama can't do it?
Right.
OK, 7-Up commercials can't do it? Everybody does it.
Absolutely.
And then, oh, and well, no, the professor will say they're on the hate speech boards that San Francisco and New York have set up where, oh, we decided you discriminated, $250,000 fine if you say illegal alien.
Right. And when that is, in fact, the correct legal term. I mean, the illegal alien comes directly.
Explain that. When you go to Mexico on your forms, it says alien from where?
Correct. And our statutes define people who are not a citizen, who do not have a legal visa to be here, work visa or otherwise.
Unlawful alien.
Alien. That's the term. And if you're an alien, that you can be an alien resident, then you're legally here. To distinguish alien, those who are citizens versus not, alien is the legal term of art, and to distinguish between those who are legally here and not legally here as aliens, it's illegal alien. So that's just the legal term. That's the term you would use in court. That's what the legal term is. So it is the correct term to use. So the fact that some people find it in the press and other political areas find it offensive, when it's the correct legal terminology. I mean, what are they going to say? You can't use the word free speech anymore because they find it offensive in some contexts. And
going back to ancient Rome and places, if you translate it into the Latin, they would say outsider, or it translates alien.
Yeah.
That just means from outside.
Correct. Exactly. That's all it's ever meant. So it just means someone who's not part of the community, part one, and then whether legally here or illegally here, that's just it, legally or illegal. There's no other way to characterize it, no other way to define it. It really is, they're adopting some of the craziest applications of sort of the Foucault subjective languages power idea, and they're trying to manifest it across. It's just like saying...
It is Foucaultian.
It is.
Expand on that, when I come into the U.S., and that's constitutional, they check my passport.
Yep.
They know there's warrants or whatever. You're passing port. That's the membrane of the nation that protects it from pirates and bad things and people coming in with the plague or whatever. But then literally they let illegal aliens just through now, or secret flights like the EU does and under Obama the U.S. does, from Somalia of all places, sometimes thousands a night coming in secret. So it's a deep state that's literally U.N. run under the treaty until Trump withdrew 2 years ago, bringing people in under our nose illegally, but then saying if we want to check who they are, we're the bad guys.
Yeah, very much so. I mean, it's the idea is that if you control language, you control people, and if you control who the population is, then you control the country as a whole. And so there's been an effort to use immigration to change the nature of the country politically to have more influence over the domestic citizen population. And it's backfired almost everywhere where they've done this on a mass.
Let's look at the Panopticon before we play this video, since you raised this point. One of Foucault's points is the old French prison where you've got the spire in the middle and then everybody with the guards in it with a circular prison around it, so they always feel like they're being watched. Well, you know the establishment doesn't run out as many hit teams or kill as many people domestically as the CIA did, say, said during the 70s at its peak when they were killing probably conservatively thousands a year because they'd get away with it. Their own surveillance grid now has caught them, where now it's the deep state's grinding to a halt because it is panopticonic, and they've been they're falling into their own pit.
I mean, the whole idea is, you know, why did we design prisons the way we did, and why did we design punishment the way we did, and why do we treat insane people different over time? And so there was a part of Foucault's analysis that was historically correct, which is that the way in which we treat punishment says something about our system of society, and that our society is shifting from public punishment to private punishment, from a mechanism of public shame to private surveillance, reflected a shift of the goal of the state and the way it was reflecting its ideology through punishment to the broader population. But now they're taking some of the wackier components of applications of Foucault and saying, well, if we can control language, we can control the public. We can control thought. We can control speech.
And now they're just removing the language so it's physically impossible to communicate with someone, like Idiocracy. So here's part of the PragerU, and this is what I found. You dress up like a cowboy, and you go out to South Dakota to a rodeo, and you're not really a cowboy. They can tell. They're going to think it's cute. They're going to probably offer you a beer. They're going to laugh, say, hey, you want to, you know, ride a bull or whatever as a joke. They're not going to be insulted. Well, it's the same thing. If you go to Japan and you wear traditional garb, they're going to think that you think it's cool. And that's what PragerU found. They already knew that, but it doesn't matter. You want to dress up like a Chinaman from 200 years ago, that's your right, and people are projecting on that it's meant to offend, but you have a right to offend. So this guy wearing this, you can't see it as a radio listener, they're cussing at him, they're yelling at him, white students, black students, Hispanic students. But then he goes to Chinatown and talks to people who've just gotten here and who speak Chinese. They love it. They come running over. They think it's cool. You know, it'd be like if I had mariachi band to one of my company parties. Leftists would think, what are you making fun of Mexicans? Actually, I've hired mariachi band before for a party. No, it's because it's fun. And I hired, then like, I was at a steakhouse once and heard this jazz band playing Star Wars music. I hired them for a party. You know, because it's fun. Like when I'm in Mexico, I go to whatever the best mariachi restaurant is and eat steaks with real mariachi band. I mean, big ones. It's fun. But see, it doesn't matter. If I wanted to offend, I can do it. Here's part of the report.
Ni hao, friends. This is Will Witt with PragerU. Today we are at UCLA talking to college students about my costume for Halloween and wondering what they think about cultural appropriation. Let's do it. Oh. Do you like my outfit?
No.
No? Why not? Ni hao. Ni hao. Ni hao. Do people know what ni hao means? It means hello. Ni hao.
Hello.
What? Come back and talk to me. Did you get that? What's up, man? How you doing? You like my costume?
You are a
Do you think this is cultural appropriation? Cultural appropriation?
Oh, man, you're some...
Yes? But come talk to me. Yeah. It is not Chinese Awareness Month, but Halloween is coming up. You like my outfit?
I mean, not particularly.
Why are you wearing it?
To celebrate Chinese people for Halloween.
I think that is cultural appropriation.
Someone's culture or what they wear isn't a costume.
Fair enough.
How dumb these people are.
You think like eating Chinese food is like cultural appropriation?
No, I eat Chinese food.
Just celebrating Chinese culture.
Let's be clear. China and Japan have all adopted Western dress. Are they bad?
You know,
exactly. They adopted our weapons. Here, let's keep going.
Attire. It's Chinese. You shouldn't assume.
Oh, whoa.
A little racist of you.
What's up?
These people think they're inventing something when they find something they can say is bad, so they're an authority.
Because it's a... It's from another cultural tradition that is not really something you should be, like, using as a costume, really.
Now it's a Chinatown.
I look good?
Cool. He likes it.
Cool. Awesome. Does my outfit make you mad?
No, good.
Good?
Yeah.
Shay, Shay. Is that thank you?
Yeah.
Sorry, tear down.
Really?
Tear down. Yeah.
What's up, tear down?
Do you have to be Chinese to wear this?
You don't have to. Anybody can wear.
What do you think of my outfit?
They've been put to brainwashing.
You really like
it? Most of them tried to escape communism.
Good.
There's a lot more of this on Infowars.com. We'll be right back and handicap the election and get Barnes's take on the latest and the impeachment and the secret star chamber tribunals. And he's going to be hosting the fourth hour. Stay with.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Special guest with some really big information on a lot of fronts, and really a warning to the president as well. I'm just going to leave it at that. I'm very excited about it. Get butterflies because the system does not want you to hear this information. Robert Barnes is here. He'll be hosting the fourth hour, and it's up to him what he's going to cover, what he wants to do. If you want to give the number out, too, that's up to you. You can take calls. I know you like calls.
Yeah.
And so much more. So Robert Barnes is here. But let's start getting into finishing up on the free speech. What do you make of this big study that's linked up on drudgereport.com? We've got it up on Infowars.com as well by a big polling group, and the majority of millennials want to arrest people for their speech. That's pretty scary.
I mean, that's what's happening on college campuses. They've been developing their speech codes. They've been developing attacks and approaches that basically are getting people to not believe in free speech anymore. And they really don't understand the consequences of that. They don't appreciate the consequences of that. They don't realize that this is one of the greatest achievements of the American Revolution for the entire world, that once you give the state the power to control speech, whether it's through civil lawsuits, whether it's through criminal punishment, whether it's through university speech codes, whether it's through any kind of structure, you pose a direct and imminent and immediate risk to the free expansion of free thought, free ideas, and a free press. Because you don't have free thought, you don't have free expression, you don't have free democracies, you don't have free elections, unless you have free speech. That is the premise behind all of it that fuels all of it. And so it's a frightening thing. It reflected like at the peak of the Cold War, they did a poll and they found that they could get a majority of Americans to identify the Declaration of Independence as something that should be banned as a communist document. It's that kind of ideology. It's that kind of approach that basically terrifies those who believe in the fundamental American freedoms and American liberties. And and you're seeing it in a range of civil cases. You're seeing it in a range of criminal cases, like the recent criminal Connecticut case. You're seeing it on college campuses. And so these millennials have been conditioned to believe from public education all the way back to high school and through college that free speech is not something they should believe in. They should focus more on someone else's emotional safety than whether an idea is true and having a widest, broadest expression of ideas.
And they think authoritarianism is now a virtue because they have been brought up in these schools and with the politically correct television and with everyone bowing and, you know, trying to tie themselves in bigger loops now where one of the biggest tampon manufacturers just took women, the word woman, off of it because it might upset a man that thinks he's a woman. Well, then he thinks he's a woman. He ought to love it when he sticks them in his rear end. I mean, this is the insanity where nurses are being fired in the UK for not doing pap smears on a man's penis. A pap smear, ladies and gentlemen, is on the cervix entering the uterus. It is not in a man's anatomy. But this is the mass mental illness where the world cycling champion is a biological man. This is a war on reality, and people are giving up their birthright, fought and paid for in blood, sweat, and tears of free speech. Because once you lose your speech, it's constantly being redefined, and they're constantly making you do more for your speech. And then they're seeing secret things through your speech, like an ad for Tiffany's where the woman covers her eye and has the diamond on, and some of the protest group in Hong Kong did that symbol, and, you know, saying they're covering their face from face scanners, and so they apologize to the communist Chinese. There's no level now. You can't have a diamond ad with a woman covering her face. Is there no level to which you will not bow?
The whole system is designed increasingly to make sure that people think correctly rather than they think well. And so you go back to people like Professor Christopher Lash, who said the reason why you engage people who disagree with you is that it is in your emotional offend, you being emotionally offended by this person disagreeing with you leads you to research and better develop your ideas, better develop the facts behind your ideas. The more controversial or provocative a statement is, the more likely it is you're going to become better self-educated about your ideas.
That's right. Bad speech elicits speech that's accurate, and that creates a navigational system in the mind and the psyche. But if you don't have that, it's like plants in zero gravity. They don't grow right. They die.
Exactly.
You need the atmosphere. You need the wind, the rain, the sun. You need to be able to be shown bad ideas. The truth is the globalists are pushing bad ideas. They don't want the sunlight. The good ideas.
Exactly. And they care more about what you think than that you think. And that the purpose of the free speech clause is to make sure that people have the competency and capability to think for themselves and to evaluate things for themselves and have the competency, skill set, toolkit to be able to think. And that means challenging and confronting ideas with which they disagree.
This is a war on civilization. And everybody knows a more diverse speech, that is the type of diversity that's good. The diversity of thought. You read diversity of thought, you've got a big problem. You've got a cult on your hands. Now, you're going to be doing handicap in the election, getting any impeachment yourself, all of that, calls if you want, when you host the fourth hour. But I rarely play something twice, but I want to play clip 14 and 15 because you've been talking about from the beginning, it's not a real impeachment proceeding. You said this 3 weeks ago. It's just true, but nobody knew that at the time. They're not even having a real procedure for the real process because they're having a fake secret hearing to then have their fake evidence that can't be challenged to then just have an up-down vote, which isn't a legitimate impeachment process and itself is impeachable. I know they have impeachment in the House and the Senate. We've seen the Senate begin to have votes on condemning the Democrats, and they voted along party lines. But here's Matt Gaetz, Steve Scalise, and Jim Jordan breaking down the fact that they're having these secret star chambered events. Then as a constitutional lawyer, one of the top out there, I want to get your take on it. Here it is.
Attacks with a whistleblower. And so I'm going to have a few of my colleagues give remarks, and then we're going to try to go in there, and we're going to try to figure out what's going on behalf of the millions of Americans that we represent that want to see this Congress working for them and not obsessed with attacking a president who we believe has not done anything to deserve impeachment. Now the Republican whip, Steve Scalise.
Thank you, Matt. What is Adam Schiff trying to hide?
I think that's a question so many people have, so many of my colleagues have, so many people in the press should have, is through those hidden closed doors over there, Adam Schiff is trying to impeach a president of the United States behind closed doors, literally trying to overturn the results of the 2016 election a year before Americans get to go to the polls to decide who's going to be the president. And frankly, it should be the people of this country who decide who's going to be the president, not Nancy Pelosi and not Adam Schiff in secret behind closed doors. The fact that Adam Schiff won't even let the press in, you can't even go in and see what's going on in that room. Voting members of Congress are being denied access from being able to see what's happening behind these closed doors where they're trying to impeach the president of the United States with a one-sided set of rules. They call the witnesses. They don't let anybody else call the witnesses. So they don't even let the president's legal counsel question people who are making baseless allegations. Maybe in the Soviet Union, this kind of thing is commonplace. This shouldn't be happening in the United States of America, where they're trying to impeach a president in secret behind closed doors. The American people deserve better. We will demand better for the American.
All right, we're going to go to Jim Jordan in a minute. And we'll walk this into the next hour, and I'll leave in about 5 minutes into the next hour and let you take the seniors. I want to listen while I have my lunch and what you have to say. So a lot of this is my own selfishness. I want to hear Barnes. I love listening to him talk. I know he's smart. When we talk about a clear and present danger, we've been conditioned so long to increasing a successful approximation of tyranny that now it's textbook authoritarianism on every front. They're trying to cause a race war. They're censoring. They're spying on everybody. Soros has still got people in the State Department running spying on American media illegally using CIA. That's in mainstream news today. I told you 3 years ago that was happening. And because you've got this rogue, out-of-control system, Trump can't get control of it, or he doesn't want to. I don't think that's the case. But we're investigating it all. To have them shift reading fake documents on air, he gets caught, so now he runs in here, and it turns out that these are all conspirators, just keep saying, oh, somebody told me, but they won't say who, so it never ends, so Trump can't ever face an accuser. This is the big crime. This is the fraud. This is the outrage, and that the Justice Department's done nothing, and that Trump's doing nothing, and that we're doing nothing. I mean, thank God these congressmen are up there, and they're charging in to expose it, but this is a next level. It's like the left's gone, no one ever does pure tyranny, because it backfires. Let's just try it. And they're just, what's their mindset? Because it's so naked that it's the classical evil.
Well, what unites the establishmentarian left, the deep state, and the identity politics left is statism. They believe deeply in statism. So it's no coincidence that this is state-style politics and state-style policies that you saw in the Stasi, that you saw in the Soviet Union, because those were leftist regimes, communist regimes.
So exactly. This is textbook.
Textbook. If you look at it, they're just using Politburo techniques. It's identical.
I mean, it's 100%.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, they're running the Rams defense when you have it. I mean, it's the exact script. I mean,
secretive hearings, no due process, no ability. You go through the constitutional rights in the civil or criminal process, rights to confront your accusers, rights to due process of law, rights to know the rights to discovery of the information used against you, rights to be able to present in the adversarial system, rights to counsel and representation in that entire process. All of those rights are being denied the President of the United States because this is sort of a deep state Democratic Party combined coup collusive effort to undermine and take out the elected President of the United States before he can...
And above, so below, we come back, myself and everybody else, they're all the universities, the ADL, the Southern Poverty Law Center, the NAACP, they're all openly abandoned.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.